Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I thought of the exit meeting with JJ, with me and Lindy separately. Both were very positive, productive, honest conversations about things he'd done well and how he progressed and things where he needed to be better. And I think that's one of the things I really like about JJ Paterka is his ability to analyze his own game and say, hey, I need to be better defensively. I need to do more to help the team win in games. And I think that's a sign of maturity from him.
Kevin Adams right there, Sabres general manager. He talked to the media yesterday, a pre-draft press conference, pre-free agency press conference, I guess. But more of that will happen before free agency because he'll talk after the draft as well. We'll have full coverage for you here on WGR Sports Radio 550. The draft starts Friday night, rolls into Saturday, and we'll have reaction. We'll have Kevin Adams talking. Of course, if the Sabres do pick number 9, there'll be a lot on that. And of course, follow Paul at PAM1717 on social and at WGR550.com. I've been thinking about this Paterka thing, and I asked Paul a question earlier. By the way, give me a call, 803-0550, to chime in on anything that you heard yesterday and how you want to react to that. And you know what? I'll get to that first, before the Paterka stuff. So I think no matter what Kevin Adams says at this point, it's not going to go over well with Sabres fans, right? Sabres fans in general are kind of just like, okay, I'm tired of this. They haven't won. I don't like the guy. He's been in this position a long time, and they still haven't won. Then he makes the comment about palm trees, and people don't like it, right? I mean, that's just where we are. Isn't that kind of the predictability of it? Honestly, I'm not kidding. Let me ask you this, Josh. Am I wrong to think if Kevin Adams came out today and said, we just made a trade for Connor McDavid, yeah, you'd be happy, but people would still not like Kevin Adams, I think, Sabres fans, and think, okay, great, but another GM.
Connor McDavid, I think would be just fine. but I get your point.
No, like, but like you know what I mean? I'm talking about the GM himself, though, and I know right. People would love the trade, but aren't we to a point, no matter what he says, it kind of doesn't move the needle for Sabres fans until they win?
Yeah, I think so, because there was a lot of, you know, this sort of feeling the year they missed the playoffs by 1 point. There was a lot of this feeling in the offseason right. Of like, oh, they just need a couple pieces. And, you know, they added a couple of them. Maybe this is what they need. And, you know, this was a great offseason. He didn't have to do too much. So, like, let's just hope that everyone advances a little bit further and these couple new pieces will help us out. And then boom. And nothing happened. They got worse. And so that's where I think you're right. Like, if no matter what he does, it's going to be like, okay, cool. What's the record in December? What's the record in January? What are we talking about at the trade deadline? Are we talking about, you know, moving out guys that are on expiring contracts, or are we talking about making a push and trying to trade for guys that have expiring contracts because, you know, you need guys to help you with a playoff push? Like, that's where people are at, I think, is you get to this point where it's like, yeah, great. Everyone wins the offseason. It's the offseason. People get healthy. Players get moved. And you get this new beginning feeling. But for Sabres fans, and, you know, there's other teams like this, but mostly very prominently with Sabres fans, it's the, okay, cool, like, talk to me in March. Like, what's happening then? You know, that's where they've gotten
to. You know what that reminds me of? You weren't here at the time. You were younger, and you weren't working yet at WGR, but one time, Buddy Nix, you know who Buddy Nix is, right? Former Buffalo Bills general manager.
Yep.
He came on this radio station and he said, no one who wants to hear about labor pains, just show me the baby. That's what he said. It was great. It was actually a really great line.
Yeah.
Said, right?
Right.
I mean, and I get it. And that's exactly, Buddy had some really good ones, by the way, but that's what he said. Nobody wants to hear you talk about labor pains, just show me the baby. Something like that is how he phrased it. But it's right. Hey, you can talk all you want. I mean, if you've been winning, then, you know, okay, well, I'll give you a little benefit of the doubt. I think where we are now is Sabres fans just don't give Kevin Adams any benefit of the doubt. I'm not here to tell you should give him any benefit of the doubt, but I also know that you go into a press conference yesterday. I guess for me what happened was yesterday when I wrote, I tweeted, hey, we're going to carry Kevin Adams' press conference live. And it already, man, it just started getting aggressive right away. It didn't matter. People like, he's not going to say anything. Get him out of here. I don't care. Not going to learn anything. Doesn't matter. Like, that was the reaction even before he said a word, right? So I think that's where we are. That's where Sabres fans are with the Buffalo Sabres general manager. I try to take a different approach myself. It's like, I want to hear what he says. Like, I'm interested. He's the guy running the team. Doesn't matter if you like him or not like him. Doesn't matter what they've done in the past. I need to hear what the plan is about what he want to do with J.J. Paterka or Alex Tuch. And then you can formulate your opinion after that. And, of course, if you go into something, you know the way this works, Josh. If you go into something with a preconceived notion, you're going to have bias confirmation, confirm your biases, right? So no matter what Kevin Adams then says yesterday at the press conference, you're going to find a way, if you already think, I don't care what he says, I don't like him, I don't want him my GM, you're going to find a way to criticize a lot of what he says. It's just the way it works, right? It's the same thing we talked about when Josh Allen got drafted. And how many people said, this guy stinks, it's a terrible pick by the Bills, yeah, he can't hit the broadside of a barn, he's totally inaccurate. So guess what happened the first 2 years in the league? Every single time Josh Allen stepped in the field, every single mistake he made, regardless of any great throw he made, every single mistake he made, all those people were amplified. And they made sure that you knew that they said this about him. We are far past that. What's crazy is you still see it, right? You still see it with Josh, because that's what happens, how people get entrenched in their own opinions, their own beliefs, and what they think. And you're just going to have your biases confirmed. Look, I'm sitting at a beautiful golf course right now. I'm looking out. I'm at Lockport Country Club. It's a beautiful view. It's got, there's hills and bunkers, and it's great. This is not the easiest course, right? I'm not a great golfer. I love this course. It's not the easiest course for someone like me. Josh, if I'm thinking right now, oh my God, this course is really hard, as soon as I get out there and hit a couple shots, I'm going to start blaming the course, not just me. Does that make sense? What I'm saying?
I like, do the exact same thing, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Right. Yeah. Yep.
Yes, exactly. And it's me, though, right? It's still me hitting the ball. Like, you could come out here, Brian Kozier could come out here and shoot 70s, because that's what he does every time I play with him. But, you know, so I'm like, it's not the course, it's me. Yeah, the course is more challenging, but if I already have it in my head, oh my God, this is a really hard course, I'm not going to hit the ball well today, I'm going to land in some really rough spots, then as soon as it starts happening, yes, I'm mad at myself, but I'm already thinking it's because of the course I'm playing. It's just what we do. And again, you can have every single like thought of not liking and not, you know, wanting Kevin Adams as the Sabres general manager. When I go into these things, no, I think I want to hear what he says. I want to hear what he says about this particular topic and that topic, and then formulate an opinion based on that. I was hoping for more on JJ, because maybe I was hoping for more positivity on JJ. I don't want the Sabres to trade JJ Paterka. Now, if they do it, then you better get something really good in return that's going to help you this year. That's one of my bigger fears, and I've said this many times about the state of the Sabres right now. I don't care about 26, 27. I don't care about 2030. There's 14 years into this thing. I don't care about number three pick being floated around. You know, there was someone on the station that was talking the other day, yesterday in the morning show. Who they have on? Chris somebody. What was his name? I want to give him credit.
Chris Peters.
Chris Peters. And Chris is like, look, that's a valuable cornerstone franchise player if you can get the number three pick. Yeah, it can be. It's also...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
going to take some years to become that. And maybe that player eventually becomes way better than J.J. Paterka is. I don't want to wait for that anymore. I don't. I mean, now is the time. And I think Kevin Adams knows that, right? Like, that's what I keep thinking. Like, can he really believe? Because I want to see it. If it happens, if he really believes, if he's in a situation where he says, I got to trade this player, J.J. Paterka, and, you know, I gotta move him because of the contract situation, he doesn't want to be here, whatever. If that's what's going on, which we don't know, he also knows, like, he's got to win this year, right, Kevin Adams? I just find it hard to believe that they're going to make a hockey deal to get better on the ice by doing it. Now, it doesn't have to be a one-for-one get better. If you trade J.J. Paterka and you don't get the better player in the deal, that can happen. But it might open up something where, because of the roster spot, because of how the build of the team work, it opens up something else to bring in another player who is better to replace him, right, from another separate deal or free agent. That can happen. So it is possible at the end of the day, at the end of the process, to get better by trading him. I just find it hard. He's a good young player. We could talk all about his defensive deficiencies. Fine. Whatever. I mean, they talk about that with Mitch Marner. The guy is, he gets Selke votes. So I don't, and I'm not comparing, you know, Paterka to Marner, but he's a good young player. And I find it hard to believe that this team is going to, and this GM is going to find a deal that makes this team better this year by trading him. Now, what does a contract look like for him? That is definitely a kind of question, an issue, and maybe really a bit of a wonderment, right? Because you just don't know kind of where that fits. And would they want, would he want at the end of the day? Let's just say they do say, okay, yeah, we're going to keep him and all that. Qualify him. Is that a bridge deal? Is that a longer deal? How much money is that? And then you also have the offer sheets that could come. I learned something about offer sheets that I did not know because Marty Biron said something a couple of weeks ago on Sabres Live. And I had no idea about this. And I looked it up. I'm like, wow, that's interesting. So, Josh, I asked you about this in the break, and I'm glad I'm not the only one who didn't know. I didn't realize this. So I want to read this, okay? Marty Biron said this, and I'm like, wait, well, what is he talking about? So I had to do some research. By the way, I got a couple of things on salary caps I want to talk about with all these leagues because everything's confusing these days. A lot of stuff is confusing. So an offer sheet's compensation to the player's original team. I'll break it down for you. If, let's just say, the Rangers give an offer sheet to J.J. Paterka, right? The offer sheet, if it's over 5 years, it doesn't matter. The annual average is only divided by five. So, for example, if the Rangers offer sheet J.J. Paterka a seven-year deal for $70 million, okay? They don't use the 10, they don't use the, I guess, am I using, what is that, $10 million a year, right? $7 million a year. $10 million a year. I by the way, that's not going to happen. I'm just trying to use some you know, good math here for everybody. You don't divide it by 7. For the actual purposes of the offer sheet compensation, you only divide it by 5. It is the maximum number you can use in an offer sheet compensation calculation, 5 years. So if J.J. Paterka gets an offer sheet for 6 years or 7 years, whatever the total number of value is only gets divided by 5 for purposes of the compensation going back to the team. And if that number is somewhere between 9 and 11 million, you're getting 2 first rounders, 1 second rounder, and 1 third round pick. If it's 7 to 9 million, you're getting a first, a second, and third round. If it's 4 to 7, you're getting a first and third round pick, right? Now, on the team's salary cap, Josh, on the Rangers' salary cap in that situation, it would still be divided by 6 or 7 years. But for the offer sheet calculation, it's only 5 years. I did not know this.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I think that's really interesting. And also, too, like, you got to remember, like, if we're talking about, you know, just any team doing this offer sheet, let's say it's that $7 million AAV. You can have $7 million in cap space, but what if that team, and this, I saw this from Frank Saravalli the other day, what if the team that's offer sheeting you front loads it with signing bonuses? Where whichever team ends up signing this player has to sign, hey, you know, $5 million of this is going to be a signing bonus as soon as your pen hits the paper. That could also be a big deal for certain teams. Even if you have cap space, you have to have real world money at some point too. So there are like so many levels to these offer sheets. That's why I wish they happened more, so people would be able to get to see this more often. But you know, it's really
there's a term for that, by the way, in football. There's a term for that in football, and I think they eliminated it. But years ago, when there was a different sort of free agency, it's called a poison pill. You ever hear that poison pill?
Yep. Yeah.
So they put a poison pill like clause. And I remember one time this happened. I can't remember the player and who it was, basically. Somebody was offer sheeted. I think the Colts were involved, maybe. And they offer sheeted somebody and said, you're always guaranteed to be the highest paid player on our team. Because they didn't have a quarterback at the time. And the other team's like, well, we can't do that. Isn't that amazing? Like they couldn't do that. That's they couldn't
really
match that.
Interesting. Yeah. So that contract constantly be changing because you'd have to.
Correct.
You'd have to pay them higher than the next highest person every single year.
Yeah. So that's a poison pill. And of course, it works different in the NFL because in the NHL, you sign it and it's bam, straight across the board. It's annual average value. NFL, you actually divide the roster, the signing bonus into the number of years. Anyway, I didn't mean to confuse anyone if I did. So basically, what I'm just going to say it again. If you offer sheet someone in the NHL, if the offer sheet is over 5 years, it doesn't matter. Even for salary cap purposes, it's still going to be what it is, like normal. But for the offer sheet calculation compensation, you have to divide the total contract by 5 years. That's the compensation that goes back to the original team. And that's why teams don't really offer sheet anyone over 5 years these days. We will take a timeout. We'll come back here. And I have some more thoughts on J.J. Paterka and your thoughts on what Kevin Adams had to say yesterday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.